Avery, there are times when sometimes you have to vote yes on things you don't want to vote on. Has that ever happened to you in state government?
You know, at the end of the day, you've got to realize who you're accountable to, and that's the people that sent you there, the voters that sent you there. You can get so caught up in, oh, I want to join this caucus or I want to join that caucus, and you start playing this game up there, whether that's in Oklahoma City or whether that's in D.C., and what you've got to get back focused on is who sent you there. And one of the things that they try to do to get you to join their caucus or that caucus is that they say, well, we put this much money into your race. And so one of the things I've tried to do is I want to be my sole contributor. Personally, I have my top contributor to my campaign because I don't want to owe anybody anything. And I don't want to be bought. I can't be bought. And I'm always going to stand and fight for the people in my district. No caucus, no leadership, nobody else. But I'm going to make the decisions that I think are right.